Welcome back to The Green. I'm Tom Byrne. For its size, the First State has a pretty vibrant craft beer industry. Of course, everyone knows Dogfish Head Brewery and its brew pub at the beach, but Fordham Brewery in Dover, Twin Lakes in Greenville, and 16 Mile in Georgetown are among the others that have established themselves and a following, with newer faces like Miss Pillion River Brewing Company in Milford up and coming. And those success stories have even more entrepreneurs waiting in the wings to brew up a business. Two Stones Pub, which has three locations in and near Delaware, is opening its own brewery. Dewey Beer Company and Crooked Hammock are both scheduled to open at the beach sometime this summer. That's also true for Finn's, a popular seafood restaurant, which is adding a brewery to its Route 1 location in Rehoboth Beach. All which begs the question, how much is too much when it comes to craft breweries, brew pubs, and beer-centric restaurants in Delaware? We asked contributor Pam George of Small Wonder Big Bites to consider that query. Her story on it is currently online at DelawarePublicMedia.org, and she joins us now to tell us what she found. Pam, thanks for being with us.
Oh, my pleasure. Thank you, Tom.
Well, first off, exactly how big is craft beer in Delaware? It feels like a lot for a small state, but is that true?
The people I talk to say no, that we still have a lot of room for growth. And I think that's particularly true if you take a look at Kent County. We have a new place opening up, hopefully opening up there soon, and it's called Blue Earl Brewery, and that'll be in Smyrna, although I guess it's sort of on the border of Kent and New Castle County. And that was called Warlock at one point. Some folks may have heard of that, but they had a trademark issue, so now they're Blue Earl Brewing. But definitely a lot of room for growth in Kent County. And even in Newcastle, we don't have much on the brewer side. We do have some ale-centric houses, but not as much breweries or brew pubs. So still a lot of room for growth.
How about at the beach? I mean, obviously there's a lot more down there, but I guess in some ways because you have the beach crowd, that maybe makes it a little bit more reasonable for the beach there to be a lot of beer pubs, breweries, and such there.
Yeah, I think so. You're going to have the same situation, no matter whether it's brew pub or not, of being a lot of restaurants and a lot of choices for folks down there. And also, they're going to have the challenge of the seasonal business. But we do have two new places, Dewey Beer Company, and that's going to be right there on Route 1. And then the Crooked Hammock Brewery. Dewey Beer Company is going into an existing space. Crooked Hammock is going to be where King's Highway, Freeman Highway comes out and meets Route 1. That's going to be brand new. And that's going to have a backyard beer garden and a screen porch bar. And it's going to have Weber-inspired food, so Weber Grill. Inspired food, and lighter beers. They're not going to go crazy with heavy, dark beers there. Their whole concept is being at the beach and lighter beers. And then Finn's is going to be connected to the very successful Oyster and Seafood House.
So what's driving this continued growth in Delaware with the beer-centric, craft beer-centric endeavors? Why are so many eager to jump on the bandwagon?
There's a couple of reasons. Ed Mulville, whose family has owned Pico's Liquor Store in Bellefonte for four generations, thinks it is all part of the eat local, drink local, shop local movement. So you want to drink the beer made in an area when you're in that area. And a lot of people are familiar with that concept with wineries. Now the same thing is true with breweries and then a little farther down the line, distilleries or spirits, because there's also a spirits place distillery opening up at the beach this year, too. Tourism groups now market brewery tours, not just wine tours. But it's not just about craft beer made locally. Ed says that breweries normally limited to certain areas are now distributing in Delaware. So a good example of that is Duclaw Brewing Company out of Bel Air, Maryland, made a big splash when it came to the First State last year. And New Belgium out of Colorado got a really enthusiastic reception in 2013. You have to remember, too, that craft beer really started catching on in the 1990s. And so a lot of the people who are brewing now are young, are fairly young. They came of age at that time.
So there is apparently room for more. What are the challenges for those who are trying to fill that space, getting involved now, whether it be as a full brewery or just as a brew pub?
There's a challenge of any startup. Brewing equipment isn't cheap. The ingredients aren't cheap. Sometimes hops can go up a lot in price. There's so much craft beer on a regional basis, it can be hard to earn a tap at the bar. You know, at the beach, Delaware breweries are competing not only against national brands, but regional brands from Baltimore and D.C., like Duclaw that we talked about. I've seen that quite a bit down at the beach. Up north, some would say it's even more competitive. You've got well-established breweries, such as downtown Pennsylvania-based Victory, which is opening a restaurant in Kennett Square, just over our state line. And there's so many breweries in Philadelphia that they even have a Philadelphia Beer Week. So as for the restaurants like Iron Hill, Ulysses, Two Stones, The Pickled Pig, Finn's, the food and beer has got to be good. You might remember in the 90s, there were a lot of brew pubs that started up. There were some breweries, too. You might remember Blue Hen Beer, which didn't last too long. It, probably ahead of its time, really. But sometimes the beer wasn't very good in the 90s, or the food wasn't good. They've both got to be good at these restaurants.
So having said all of that, what does the future look like? Going back to our original question, you know, how much is too much? Are we close to saturation? Where do you see things going?
Well, let's take a look at what the Brewers Association has to say. They say craft beer production grew 13% in 2011 and 15% in 2012. And they think it could grow as much as, I guess, about 20% of the market by 2020. But that's still not a huge share of the market, right? So there's more room for growth to still take some from the national breweries. But I did talk to one restaurateur who said he would rather have more craft brew on tap than give that tap room to the national brewery. So it might be someplace from Colorado. It might be someplace from Baltimore. It might be our Delaware brewers. But it's not going to necessarily be Budweiser or Coors.
So bottom line, there's room there. You just got to be good.
Yep, just got to be good. Got to be good. Got to have an audience. I think like espresso drinks and signature cocktails, craft brews are going to stick around for a while.
All right. Pam George of Small Wonder Big Bites. Thank you so much for your time this week on The Green.
Thank you.
Again, Pam's piece is available at DelawarePublicMedia.org. Stay with us. Enlighten Me is next. Then we'll examine how the benefits of taking piano lessons as an adult go beyond learning to make music. You're listening to The Green on Delaware Public Media.